When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
In honor of May the 4th, that's coming up in a few days, Matt suggested that we do a Mount Rushmore of favorite Star Wars characters.
Are we doing, once one gets drafted, they're off the board, right?
Well, we're doing
no it that way.
Yeah, I think no repeats.
If you
There's
all
a lot of characters.
I'm really pissed.
Okay.
I even have props to my side here.
You're more than welcome to go first.
Yeah, you can go first.
I'll go first. That's fine. Hopefully there are some Star Wars fans in the chat. Otherwise we're just going to seem like really big nerds. I actually stayed at the Star Wars hotel thing when it was open at Disney.
Oh, that's sick.
So I overpaid
for that.
It was, and then I came back with COVID.
I have to say that the force was not strong with you.
Well, no, a lot of things happened on that trip though. Cause obviously it was like the best 2 days of my life. I probably shouldn't say all this on air. Never mind. We'll talk after. It was so much fun. But anyway, my favorite Star Wars character of all time, and unfortunately the batteries in my lightsabers are dead, otherwise I would have brought one out, but my favorite Star Wars character of all time is played by Samuel L. Jackson, Mace Windu from the
Really? Prequels.
Yep.
I would have picked him, so you're good.
You dove right into the shit holes and just went for it, man.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I love Samuel L. Jackson. He's hilarious. But second, his story about why he wanted a purple lightsaber attracted me to that character.
Have you seen
the interview about why he was
the lightsaber? No, illuminate us.
Because so he went he approached the people
George Lucas
about wanting to be in the prequels. He was like, you can put me as a stormtrooper, like no one has to know it's me, but I'll know it's me, blah blah blah. So then anyway, they made him a Jedi and they didn't kill him off in the first prequel. And so when they went to go shoot that big arena scene in the second prequel, he was like, hey, can I have a purple lightsaber? Because I want to be able to find myself like within all of the fighting, because the lightsabers are green or red, whatever, at that time. So he wanted to have a purple lightsaber. And they're like, no, you can't, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, they ended up doing it. And it would cause like a big shit storm online when the movie came out, because people were mad that he had a purple lightsaber. But he just wanted to be able to find himself. And since I heard that story, I'm like, this is like literally my favorite character.
A couple of things on that. One is, why would people be mad that he has some are red, some are blue, some are green. Like, there was never any like color restrictions. Listen,
there's the yellow. There's yellow ones.
Yellow ones, too. The second thing is that character is in multiple movies and does absolutely nothing. How could that be on your Mount Rushmore?
It's Samuel L. Jackson, dude.
Snakes on a Plane. Respect.
Not only does he not do anything, he talks in like a controlled. It's the most un-Samuel L. Jackson.
I love it. He's my favorite character. I love it.
He doesn't do any shouting, any screaming. He doesn't show any emotion. I love it.
So I've built all four different themes of lightsabers at the lightsaber build in Disney, and the first one I did was the purple one, and I tried to base it off of the one that he has in the movies. He's literally my favorite character.
He doesn't do anything.
All right, Vish, my turn.
Cut him out of the movie, and you wouldn't even notice.
Or Vish, you want to go second?
I'm allowed to have my favorites.
I know, and I'm allowed to hate.
Vish, you go second.
You're probably gonna shit all over mine. No, go for it, Matt.
You go. I always go second. I'm
less passionate about this, so go first, because I don't want to take someone's go.
No, you. I have so many characters.
Oh my god! Okay, married couple.
You go, Vish. Now he has to look at his list.
All right, so but we're gonna be. I did not boot her out, by the way. She's still here.
That's, bro, are you kidding me out of the stream, right,
Matt?
Matt. All right, Vish, I'm going. Never mind.
Matt, did he just kick me out of the stream?
Yeah.
I did not kick anyone out of the stream.
Yeah, he did.
I know.
Nobody else could see me. So.
I could, though. I knew you were there. I've been there.
It's the void. It's terrible.
Terrible. I hated it.
That was really rude, Vish. You should apologize.
You should.
Apologizing?
All right, well. I don't even want to do this Mount Rushmore anymore.
All right, fine. I will put you backstage too, then.
If you do that, I will literally just leave.
if you don't want to play with the rest of us, that's fine. All right, is it my turn? It's my turn.
Go ahead, Vish.
Go, Matt.
I don't want to get booted. Go ahead, Vish.
All right, I'm gonna go with Lando. Lando Calrissian.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Yoda as my first one.
You should have said it like Yoda.
No.
Because he talks.
refusing to play the game.
This is my second. Well, he's BB-8 in the movie, but this is BB-4, the mini droid I built after BB-8.
There you go. Vish?
Oh, that's me again. I mean, this is like cliche, but Vader.
Not badass. Anakin. Vader.
No, and not prequel horseshit. Just OG Vader. Not whiny actor Hayden Christensen, just straight up Vader.
All right, I guess I'm gonna go Luke Skywalker then. Melissa,
this is Babu Frick. He's in one of the sequels for about 5 minutes.
Is that who your next one is?
But
this is unbelievable. This is like so. He's ridiculous. One of
my favorite characters. My friend who I go to Disney with on the regular.
Weren't you worried we were gonna pick one of yours?
I was like, what are you talking about? No, as if anyone was picking.
My friend Jeffy, who I go to Disney with all the time, went to Star Wars Celebration a few years ago and actually found me a Babu Frick t-shirt. And it's like the coolest thing. And it's like a mechanic t-shirt where it has his name on the front. And on the back, it has like his photo. And it says like your oldest friend in the galaxy. It's a really cool shirt. But Babu Frick is my third favorite.
What does he do?
He's the one that resets C-3PO to get the dark knowledge out of him to find where whatever they were looking for. Oh,
God, that was such a stupid thing.
But he's so cute. Look at him.
Now I'm getting angry at Disney. That was such a bad movie.
Honestly, the sequels could have all been one movie combined, and you could have just taken out. And I tell you one thing, I have PTSD because for about 45 minutes I thought they killed Chewie, And I was really, really upset in the movie theater. I was like, there is no way you just killed Chewie, but it's okay. But I was really upset. Anyway, go ahead.
You were upset they killed Chewie.
No, I thought they killed Chewie, but they didn't.
Okay.
Matt, or who went second? Vish.
Oh, Vish. Vish. I can't believe I have to do this, but Princess Leia.
Solid pick.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some diversity in my team since there's one black dude and one woman. I just took them both. So
I picked Mace Windu.
I'm talking about the original. Because there's obviously Rey is like the main character of the sequels. Like it's not like
well, I'm picking more obscure characters anyway.
Oh, you think that whatever the fuck you just held up is somehow in your
top? Okay, Babu Frick. Look at this. Hello. Is he not cute?
You're the reason they shoved the Ewoks into Return of the Jedi. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm going with R2-D2. Not...
What happened?
I'm going with R2-D2.
R2-D2?
Yeah, easy pick for me.
The OG BB-8? The OG. They tried to replace him.
And my last and final Han Solo.
He lasted longer than I thought he would. Well, because Melissa's picking Batman. I wasn't going to pick him. I figured he'd come off the board way before
honorable
he did.
Honorable mention to Chewbacca.
Okay, wait, we're going to discuss this after we're anyway, done here. But
Babu Frick over Chewbacca.
Who I almost cried when they thought they killed Chewbacca off. I was at PTSD. Not
but it's Babu Frick.
By the way, you know what happened to Mace Windu, right? That didn't give you PTSD.
Oh, that anyway. Was.
First of all, there's no guarantee that he's dead. Okay, they never listen. Jedis have lost their hands and fallen from farther heights and have lived. So there's no guarantee that he's dead.
The whole point is they're all dead. They thought the Jedi are extinct, but they're not.
There's no guarantee that he's dead.
All right, Vish, just go ahead. What's your Rey. Last one? Rey? Okay. Rey. I'm between two characters right now, but I'm gonna go with one of my favorite characters from my favorite animated series, Rebels, Ezra Bridger.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Is signed by the voice actor.
A little Ahsoka shout out. He's in Ahsoka.
Yeah. I was thinking of taking Ahsoka too, but Ezra Bridger, that's my dude. His first lightsaber is so sick. It's the one that has a blaster and it's a lightsaber.
I have characters from all three, the originals, the prequel, and the sequel.
I mean, R2-D2's in like everything.
He's a boss.
Any honorable mentions, Matt?
Ahsoka Tano. Do we want to go around or?
I just list them.
Underrated okay. villain from Rebels, Admiral Thrawn. Really good character. He's in Ahsoka too.
Yeah.
Thrawn's
a really. We could have done a villain one, like a heroes one and a villain one.
I know we could have.
But it's only it's for May the
4th, I love,
so it wouldn't really make sense to do it next week.
I love like Boba Fett, but I wouldn't have put him in the Mount Rushmore.
I don't get
also the series on Disney Channel.
I think it's not Boba Fett as like a character, like it's just more like his look and everything. I just think it's sick.
I think he
that's got, why I didn't put him in the Mount Rushmore.
I think what happens is that Star Wars became mainstream popular. That does something like nerdy and granular to glom onto, and that became Boba Fett. He's a nothing character. He dies. Yeah. It's fine. And then like afterwards, it's like, oh, and he becomes like, there's this like afterlife for him of like, all of a sudden people give a crap. It's like, I don't get it.
You have any honorable mentions, Vish?
I mean,
oh, can we do a list of most hated Star Wars characters? Like, most annoying?
Why, C-3PO? You want to list Jar Jar Binks?
I think he's
I'd have, I've had, yeah, I would have C-3PO.
Jar Jar Binks, C-3PO. I don't know.
you just want to call out Jar Jar Binks being annoying?
Favorite, wait, what's your favorite scene
I'm trying to think of the name of the animals on Hoth that Luke and Han are riding. What are they called again?
Oh, God.
That they cut open.
Oh,
Tom-Tom,
right? The noise that they make are so annoying.
Okay, here, you just asked my favorite scene. Dumbest thing. So Luke gets captured by whatever the Indomitable Snowman, whatever the hell the name of it is. Whatever that beast is, right? And he's hanging upside down there and it's eating his Tauntaun. Gets his lightsaber, cuts itself loose, kills the thing, well, cuts his arm off, whatever. Is in a sheltered cave. Goes outside into the snow and almost, I'm like, stay in the cave, man. Then Han Solo has to come build a shelter. There's a
cave. He didn't cut his arm off.
He cut the beast's arm off.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his own arm. I was like, no,
that was Vader. Does that later in the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it Wampa?
I don't know what the thing is called, but why do they? Then they're like, and by the way, there's no way Han Solo would actually be able to get that tent up in that freaking blizzard. But anyway, just go in the cave. Go in the cave. The cave is right there. It's insulated. There was no issue in the cave. He only had an issue because he went outside. Favorite scene is, I mean, this is again cliche, but when they blow up the Death Star in the first one, the way they shot that is ridiculous. When he turns off his like computer and then the John Williams score kicks in and it's like this dramatic picture. Oh man. I can watch that over and over again. Like
I have a few favorite scenes, just like I love the fight scene between Darth Maul and
Qui-Gon Jinn.
And Obi-Wan.
I love that. I love the pod racing. The blowing up the Death Star is awesome.
So I love the scene on Hoth with the AT-AT walkers. I think it's so sick when they blow up the shield generator.
I also love the fight scene in the sequels on the old crashed Death Star between Rey and what's his face?
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
So much what's of this is John Williams though. Like even the Darth Maul, the fight scene, Duel of the Fates is playing. It's just like that man like made these movies.
I feel like Imperial Walkers are kind of like Fiats and smart cars are like death traps.
they're special purpose usage. They did get defeated by a bunch of logs in Return of the Jedi, so not their finest moment. But
what was Melissa? I was trying to remember which show was it. Andor, the scene where like the dude like transforms his ship. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't finish Andor because it was really boring.
Oh, okay. There was
I watched the first three episodes, and everyone was like, "It's really good. Keep watching it." And I just couldn't get into it.
Okay, there's a really badass scene.
Andor is the only one that I haven't watched whole. Like I've watched all of Mandalorian, all of Boba Fett, all of Ahsoka, but I just couldn't get into Andor.
Dang, Andor was probably my favorite one outside of.
Yeah, I gotta. Everyone keeps telling me that it's really good. It's just that it starts slow, so.
Yeah, it's hard to stay.
Matt, what is your, you haven't listed a scene yet, your favorite scene?
I was talking about Hoth.
Hoth.
Oh, that is your favorite scene? I thought you were just commenting on Bill saying, no, you actually like that scene. I know that you'd
think that. It's nostalgic for me because I would rewatch it as a kid, like, over and over again just for that scene. I guess, too, on, when they're at Cloud City, like with Lando and stuff, and like Darth Vader, surprises.
No, it's a trap.
Ambushes them. Yeah. That whole like sequence too. Probably because Boba Fett's in it, but. I'm trying to think what else though. I'm gonna get hate, but like
some really good fight scenes in Mandalorian.
Yeah,
I think that the original three, the reason I really like appreciate is that was all practical effects. They couldn't CGI then. Like they built models.
Did you watch the special on Disney Plus about it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was so good.
It's insane.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie? What's the best one? For me, it's episode 5.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. Yeah.
For me, it's I think it's A New Hope, but the one I've seen by far the most is Return of the Jedi.
So all of the originals.
Yeah, I mean, they are what they are, right?
I still laugh every time in Return of the Jedi when Luke goes to Han, "Hey Han, can you reach my lightsaber?" And I'm just laughing when they're stuck in the net. It's just funny.
I mean, that one does drag a bit. I mean, there's some big logical holes in all of this, like Empire when they're like, "You can't, don't go face Vader." Like, and then it does, there's no consequences for Luke. I mean, he lost his arm, but as he saved his friends, he becomes a Jedi anyway. It's like the whole thing was he was supposed to sacrifice his friends for the greater good. He got to have his cake and eat it too. Like, what was the whole point was like, Vader's going to kill you. And then the universe is lost. You're not ready yet. But then he didn't kill him. And he was fine. He ended up like killing, you know.
Oh, I have another one. Okay, sorry. Most hated characters. What's the little thing called? I always forget the name. They sell them at Galaxy's Edge. The little fucking animal that sits like on Jabba the Hutt's like.
Oh, the rat looking thing.
Yeah, that thing was like, wait, wait, wait. Like, it was so annoying.
I mean, there's a lot of things in Jabba's palace that are like, no.
But those things are especially, and you can like buy them. And like people, I don't know if you can wear them or something, but you would see people with them and it's like, oh my God.
No. I do think there is, because Star Wars is like such its own beast at this point. There is an element of like, I'm going to be different and like pretend like I like this piece of shit that no one actually likes. I think that there's an element of that. Max has a good reason for being late, apparently.
Were you watching the Flow show that wasn't, well, Three Live Canes was on at the same time as us?
Yeah, he was nervous about the Mavericks Clippers game, of course. I will say that the reason we like the originals is because they happened in their own sequence, but they were obviously big at the time, but they did not you know. By the time the prequels came out, this thing had grown into this behemoth. There was no way to do it where it was going to make anyone happy. And that doesn't mean you need to unload Jar Jar Binks on us and make Anakin a child and Natalie Portman an adult and then make the next two episodes very uncomfortable. Like, there are bad choices.
What's the age difference between Padme and Anakin?
All I'm gonna say is, like,
she was like an adult in episode one.
Yeah, and this is my point about like bad choices. Like, you did not have to do that. You could have made her a child too,
exactly,
in the first one, or made him. And I'm not worried about the age difference when they're adults. Like, if she's in her 30s and he's 20, who gives a crap? But like, he's a child and she mothers him. Like, if you watch that, it's so uncomfortable. It's a different actor, so you don't really, like, you could kind of ignore it, but, like, she's, it is very uncomfortable when they're, like, on the ship interacting, and it's, like, almost like a motherly, anyway. I don't know why you're making those choices.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do you think was worse, the prequels or the sequels?
The prequels.
Really? I thought the sequels were the worst.
I think The Last Jedi is awful. Because let's be real, they kind of just did the same plot over and over again. So, there's this big thing, well, we need to fly up to do it, blow it up before it blows us up.
The sequels changed a little bit because Leia passed away in real life.
Well, so, they could have killed her in The Last Jedi. They basically did. And then they brought her back to life and then she died. For real. No, but I think when they gave Rian Johnson, it does feel like they didn't actually script out all three of the sequels. Because the second one on the sequel chain does not fit the other two at all. It was its own different movie. Characters, wasn't it? No, I know, but you would expect, even with that, to have some kind of continuity. Like The Last Jedi basically throws everything else out in Star Wars canon. All the crap in the prequels about midichlorians. No, anyone can be have the Force. Just random errand boy was like picking his mop up without. It's just like what are we watching?
Yep.
High IQ basket for sure. We definitely need Van Allen Lubin just for the name. There's a hyphen in there. Don't
we actually mention? We actually mentioned Van Lubin earlier.
Yes, but don't forget the hyphen. It's Van hyphen Allen. It's very important.
No, but I like to still call him Van Lubin.
Yeah, no, I prefer the sequels though. The prequels were just, oh man, I can't. There's so much wrong with them, and between we did was it Pig something? But
Pig Cage.
Pig Cage. I just, the prequel is just so much wrong with it. Between Anakin being a child in the first one and then like Hayden Christensen's whiny acting. And for some reason, we're meant to believe that Natalie Portman still wants to be with this dude. Come on, man. What is happening? She's a queen. Go get someone else, dude. Guy's a whiny little bitch. What are you doing? It's just, it's not believable. And I think to force the plot in, like, they're carrying on a covert affair and none of the Jedi can sense it, even though they can sense everything, apparently. Like, none of this makes sense. Like, if you start picking at the prequels at all, it falls apart pretty much. There's also quite a lot of C-SPAN Galaxy Edition going on. The Congress, and then
I didn't realize Vish was going to give like this epic breakdown of Star Wars.
You asked the question. I give you an answer.
You're giving a very detailed answer.
I told you I've seen all these and many times. I just don't go to the universe and buy the merch. I know. No, I just like, I think if you could do it over again, would you have that many scenes of the Imperial Senate debating crap? Like, probably not. And I also think there was a missed opportunity to show, the Anakin and Obi-Wan relationship. They keep talking about all this stuff they've done that we don't see. And that would have been really cool to see them like go on missions and do stuff and see that relationship grow. We didn't get any of that.
Yeah,
they just reference like, it's like that time we did. We get the reference. Yeah, but I mean, it's missed in the movies. And that's something that, because by the time the second one shows up, like you get to the second one, he's now an adult. They've had all this growth together. We didn't see any of it. Probably should have started the first one there.
No, I enjoyed the pod racing scene though.
Yeah, as a set piece, it's fine. But I mean, come on, what are we doing here?
Who's the dude that Anakin races again?
Oh God, the. Sebulba.
That's what it is.
I was like, blah, blah, blah.
I had the game on like Game Boy where you could pod race, and
the whole point of that scene is we're gonna sell a shitload of video games, and they did. You can tell in movies when there's like a video game scene, you're like, oh, this is for a video game for sure. What is that thing called again? Something Frick?
Babu Frick.
I cannot believe your top four was shocking, Melissa. Absolutely shocking.
You don't discuss Star Wars with me. If my friend that I go to Disney with all the time was watching this, he probably could have told you my top four easy.
I'm just saying you have like multiple characters that basically you could remove from the Star Wars universe and no one would.
Well, I did introduce Babu Frick, as I have only been in the films for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, and Mace Windu is not like an important character.
He's important to me.
Why
are you hating on my list?
I'm not hating at all. I said it was shocking.
Our favorite Star Wars characters. These are my favorite characters.
Yo, you're misunderstanding. I'm not saying, obviously pick whatever you want. That's the whole point. I said it was shocking, and I'm explaining why it was shocking. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
You didn't expect Babu Frick to be on my list when I showed you the animatronic that I have of him?
I mean, okay, yes, before we do a little show prep, but Mace Windu, I didn't think that was coming at all. Number one off the board, too.
I didn't think these characters... That's what threw me off. I was like, oh, shit, she must be like a huge Yoda fan or a...
He wasn't even an honorable mention.
Wow. We didn't. No one picked Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I'm not.
Not a fan of it.
It's when I built my purple lightsaber.
A lot of good that mask.
I'd put this during
COVID. You still had to wear a mask at Disney.
I know. You didn't hear my joke.
What?
A lot of good that mask. Did you? You got COVID there.
No, that wasn't.
That was not the COVID trip.
No.
That was not the COVID trip. Damn.
That was,
my joke didn't work.
Hold on, that's dated December 6, 2020. Hold on. And then there's my green one. And then hold on. Well, I don't have any good ones with the blue one because it was too light out. And then I went to Alaska. Where's my red one? I think my red one's actually the best.
Anyway, Matt, you got some final thoughts?
Wait.
Let's do it.
She didn't even see you like basically spacing out and saying you were leaving. That's why I did that. She's not looking at all.
Nope, not looking. Don't hate. I have a lot of Star Wars photos. Nobody knew I was a nerd.
We had a pretty good idea. Like I said, shocking selections. I did not expect you to go the. I went pretty basic.
You said here. I'll recap them for you. So Vish said Lando, Vader, Princess Leia, and Rey. Matt said Yoda, Luke Skywalker, R2-D2, and Ezra Bridger. And then I said Mace Windu, BB-8, Babu Frick, and Han Solo.
What a team!
I think I would win a force off. Would I? I got Leia and Rey. I think I'm in good shape. And Vader. Whoa. You guys got a chance.
I got Yoda and Luke.
You said pick your favorites, not who would win in a fight.
And R2-D2.
I got Lando. That's not going to help me. But, you know, we need someone on the bench doing the Joe Bay role. So I got Lando.
Listen, if Han Solo in the Millennium Falcon, if the ship goes down, I got Babu Frick to help fix it. And BB-8, and then Mace Windu can be the Jedi fighter.
Can stand there emotionless and wait for his arm to get cut off. Horrible job by Samuel in that movie. I cannot believe this.
Wasn't Mace Windu the one that cut off Jango Fett's head? Just straight up beheaded him.
It's hard to tell. There was no emotion. Like the whole, again, bad choices. The Jedi's in the original three, they do have emotion. Like this whole thing that they're so in control, like they intentionally, you have actors like Samuel Jackson, you know, not Ewan McGregor, and they're just deadpan on purpose because that's how they told them how to act, and it is really bad. The acting is intentionally made bad because they told them not to show emotion.
Liam Neeson, too.
What's his face that plays Luke, like, get into like a massive motorcycle accident between one of the films and like fucked up his face really bad?
Yeah, they wrote it into the script.
Yeah.
The 80s were wild. Mark Hamill.
Also did the voice of the Joker in the animated series. Really good job.
Yeah, but like that there were just so many. I think the reason I'm more upset with the a part of its expectations. I mean, Matt was too young, probably, but Melissa and I remember when Phantom Menace came out. You're like, this is the greatest day ever. And I was like, oh, this movie is bad. Oh, no, this is really bad. What is this thing walking around? Then you realize, oh, no, Natalie Portman's going to sleep with that child. Oh, God. What am I watching?
I don't know if those thoughts came to me when I was younger and I watched
that. You were. This is, again, they're, Melissa and I are closer in age, but like there are times.
How old? When did Attack of the Clones come out?
Phantom Menace was, I think my senior year of high school. So that was 99.
I was 5 years old.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You don't remember the build up.
2002.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense of why I have such like nostalgic memories of it.
Did you see Comcast just randomly decided to? Oh, not that Matt would know this, but Vish lives down here part of the time. That they just like decided to drop Bally Sports.
Yeah,
Bally's is the network down here that like always broadcasts like Marlins and Heat games and stuff. And then like a couple days ago, the Comcast is like, yeah, we're dropping it.
No one wants to see the Marlins play, so that's fine.
Yeah, and he season's over, so.
Yeah. The Panthers aren't impacted?
No, they're usually on, like, Fox Sports, I think.
I thought they're also on Bally's, but maybe.
Are they?
Anyway. Tangent from a huge Star Wars tangent. Anyway, I had no expectations for the sequels, and like the first one was like, I enjoyed that. Good movie. And the second one made me angry. And then the third one, they went back to the script. And I'm like, all right, good. We're gonna, there's some killer death machine. We got to fly out there and blow it up. I can get on board with that. I've seen that 4 times already, but let's do it again. Anyway, you ready, Matt?
Let's do it. Final thoughts are an announcement. Your boy, going back to his roots, is the new assistant coach for Fountain Valley basketball, the varsity team, coaching alongside friend of the show, Brendan Holmes. So there we go. Confetti dropping. So it's going to be a good time. Already had the first practice with them. Another practice tomorrow. Still learning names and everything. I think I actually got them all down yesterday. I was trying to do my best so that tomorrow I would have them all down. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Just remember, water is for cowards.
Just quote from Remember the Titans.
Yeah. Or as Brendan says, you know, Brendan actually does say this. We both do zones for pussies.
Don't run a 3-2.
We don't do zone at all.
No.
Not at all.
Babu Frick says just say no to zone.
Does he want to say something else too?
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.